Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the multi-million dollar studios of Sports Byline here in the city by the bay, my hometown, San Francisco, California. Yes, that man was correct in that awesome introduction. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, as I said, having defended that title off for better than 35 years. And straight up, hour number two, we'll talk boxing and MMA. Of course, Johnny Siegel joined us, the ace from Las Vegas, no doubt about it, who talks both boxing and MMA. We've got open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you like, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You know, and every time I throw the number out there, I sort of chuckle at what Colin Seymour, then the columnist of the San Jose Mercury News, wrote in that feature story about me about 15 or 20 years ago. People are scared to call. Just because I used to flush people down the toilet. Remember when I had the toilet props where you would flush people, people would call up and say something stupid and I'd flush them? That was sort of cool, but we're not flushing people anymore. But if you call up here and act a buffoon, you will get drilled. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you live every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, this is a Sunday edition. 2 hours live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network Channel 2. Can I keep going? TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. Did I mention iTunes? Straight up, we're all over the world. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, and you know it.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much as your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, As markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
If you got DAZN, yeah, you know that cool-ass app that's kicking the snot out of everybody else as far as boxing is concerned, both quantity for sure, quality, that's sort of challenged right now. But the bottom line is they're putting together, they're showing good fights, ESPN's showing good fights, but the UFC is rocking and rolling as well, of course, coming to you from, man, they really expanded their platform. Think about this. Since Zuffa and them have taken over, or since Zuffa took over the game after USC 33, I believe, with Tito Ortiz in the main event, that was back in Las Vegas, I think it was like 2003. So since they took over in 2003, they've held 457 events in 148 cities in 25 countries. Of course, it didn't change last night. They were rocking and rolling, and got to give them some props. They went to Argentina, baby. And Neil Magny, thought to be the favorite here? No. This other guy is the real deal. When I say this other guy, baby, I'm talking about Santiago Ponzinibbio. Got a tough name to say, but he is the real deal. Knocked out Neil Magny in the fourth round of this main event. Of course, a fifth round would have taken place had these guys gone five rounds, but this guy closed the show. He's the real deal. He's got a great record. He's a welterweight that needs to be dealt with as far as 170 pounds are concerned. 145 pounds, former featherweight guy. Man, we'll call him a guy, but he was considered like to be a really good featherweight contender, and he was going to be champion for a long time. Never happened. Ricardo Llamas defeated Darren Elkins. That was a TKO in the third round with elbows and punches. Light heavyweight Johnny Walker was the winner on the card, defeating Khalil Roundtree. Roundtree was the junior. KO elbow and punches as well. Some of the other fights on the card, I really don't care too much about, and I really don't. I mean, you know, it's one of those fights where fight cards where you watch it on TV because it's on Fox Sports 1 and, you know, it's free and maybe you'll see a couple of good fights out of there, but for the most part, they were sort of pedestrian. Last week, of course, the Korean Zombie was beaten by Yair Rodriguez. Of course, he was, I believe, out of Cuba. Got to give Rodriguez some props there because the Korean Zombie is not as stiff. That was in Denver, Colorado. But next week, the UFC is taking their act to a place where we did the first sports broadcast ever from the People's Republic of China. Ever. How can I say that ever? Because I know. Ever. In 1993, of course, Mao Zedong, the Chinese dictator, of course, I saw his body. He's in a glass case in Beijing. That's a subject for another day. But anyway, he cut off boxing and basically pro sports back in 1949 when he ran all the opium people, all the dope heads out of town and killed them and that kind of good stuff. So Mao Zedong had banned boxing in the People's Republic of China. So in 1993, we went there in February of 1993 with a fight called the Brawl at the Wall. I believe it was Leonzo Barber and Mike Sadio in a battle for the 168-pound World Boxing Organization belt. Anyway, it was a grand event, but we did this historic, history-breaking thing. Of course, myself and Hugh Millay and Arnie Rosenthal were the three broadcasters, and it was cool. I mean, they treated us like gold. The Chinese people were cool, but now it's commonplace to do stuff in China. Okay, we broke the ground. We did it in 93, came back in 1994, did something in Macau. But, you know, it's commonplace. Everybody promotes in China. Anyway, the Cadillac Arena coming alive in Beijing, China, of course, for UFC Fight Night. Curtis Blaydes, bad heavyweight. Big, bad dude. Taking on Francis Ngannou. Another bad dude. But, you know, Francis is one of those guys that we exposed on this show, of course, before. He fought Stipe Miocic and got lit up like a White House Christmas tree over five rounds. Stipe could have stopped him, but he didn't go for it. And I don't blame him because, you know, Ngannou, take away all his deficiencies. One thing he has is an asset is that power. And he can close his eyes and hit you with a haymaker and you'll be out cold. So I understand why Stipe went the route there. Of course, Stipe losing the heavyweight championship in his next fight to Danny Cormier in a bit of an upset. Of course, Cormier now talking about fighting Brock Lesnar after beating Derek Lewis just a fortnight ago. Derek Lewis is, you know, a formidable foe. A last-minute type of guy. Cormier weighed in 251 pounds. I thought way over his weight, but You know, I'm not going to doubt Daniel Cormier anymore. I've dogged him on the show, and I've had him in the studio. I've got his picture, his autograph on my wall here at the Sports Byline Studio. So I've had him here, and, you know, I give him a lot of props. He beat Frank Mir. I didn't think he was a big Frank Mir. He beat Frank Mir. He beat Josh Barnett, former two former USC heavyweight champs. So, I mean, he's the real deal, and I've dogged him in the past, so I'm going to try to give him all the props I can from here on in, because Daniel Cormier is the real deal. And, of course, he's a guy that King Kyle Kingsbury, the retired UFC fighter, used to tell me, every time I work with Cormier, my neck is in trouble for 3 or 4 days. He used to throw that neck crank on you. Of course, a world-class wrestler, NCAA champion, of course, a two-time amateur champion as well. That's nationally. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier. So wish Cormier the best of luck as he rumbles with Brock Lesnar. It appears if Lesnar can get through some more drug testing, he's a dope fiend. I know by a dope fiend, I mean Flintstone vitamins, steroids, performance enhancing drugs. And if you can't look at him and tell he's taking steroids, you're Jose Feliciano, you're Ray Charles, you're somebody like that, you're blind. If you can't look at Brock Lesnar and say, this is a steroid monkey, you don't know what you're looking at. I mean, he is beyond cyborgish. He is a freak of nature. I understand that to an extent, but he's also taking those performance enhancing drugs, and they wouldn't be testing him like they are before he gets to have a license with the UFC in the state of Nevada if they didn't think he was on the juice to begin with. He's a juice head, no doubt about it. Now, we go from the sport of mixed martial arts and the UFC. We take it back to Las Vegas. And let's talk some boxing with Johnny Signorelli. Johnny, first of all, let's talk about that Nunes and Cyborg fight. Of course, that's going down December 29th underneath the John Jones-Alex Sustin 2 fight. Is there any buzz in Las Vegas over women's MMA? Is this gonna be something?
I'm glad you stuck with the UFC here, Pete, because there's a couple cards I want to see. And yes, there is. To answer your question, there is a buzz, and I cannot wait for that female fight. I like Cyborg, man. She's nasty, right? But the Brian Ortega fight against Max Holloway coming up, dude. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Brian Ortega, you know, can talk. He's got the looks, and guess what? He can fight. Standing a record at, I believe it's 14 wins, right? Yeah. One no contest, no losses. Yeah. Just beat Frankie Edgar. And then with Holloway, you know, just two knockouts against wins against Jose Aldo. So I'm looking forward to this fight. See, I think it's a good UFC scrap coming up.
Max Holloway's damaged goods, I think. I think that concussion era, I think he at least had a concussion when he was dropping weight for that aborted fight with Khabib a couple of months ago. Remember, he couldn't lose the weight. Then a doctor had to step in and prevent him from going any further. I mean, when the doctor's got to step in and call the athletic commission and say, this guy doesn't deserve to fight, something's up.
Absolutely. Scary stuff right there. And thankfully, we do have, you know, capable and competent guys looking after the safety of the fighters, because this stuff, Pete, as we always talk about, is very dangerous, my brother.
Well, it's the corner. I mean, we talked earlier, and you and I were talking about Roberto Duran and Davey Moore back in 1983, how that corner and the referee allowed Moore to take that thumping, man. That was one of the most horrific beatings in the history of boxing.
Yeah, that was some sad stuff. I remember watching that thing and just, like, I was at loss for words, you know, and which is very rare, watching that when I studied it on tape when I was a kid. And I was like, man, that was a beat down. By the way of definition right there, bro.
Yeah, they both threw right hands in the second round. Duran's right hand got there, and it was all history from that point forward.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go back to the sport of mixed martial boxing. Of course, talk about the heavyweight division, rocking and rolling, Anthony Joshua. Is Joshua's plan, if he doesn't take on the winner of Fury or Wilder, to fight Usyk?
It looks like he's going to get Usyk. I'm going to say not in April. That's his next fight on calendar right now, against the to-be-announced opponent on DAZN in April for Joshua. I think we get Usyk. Usyk, rightfully so, should have a couple fights at heavyweight. Even though he fought a former heavyweight in Belew just recently at cruiserweight, I think it's in his best interest for Usyk to try to test the waters out there. I think he's going to be a very good heavyweight, but that's just a natural progression of things. You know, take on a guy like Adam Konacki or something like that, like a Sergey Kuzman or, you know, Tevin Bryan. Take on a guy that's unbeaten, you know, and could fight a little bit, but also is unproven in the heavyweight ranks.
Usyk needs to shave his head again. He looks like a sissy with hair.
I agree. Dude, those eyes are intimidating. He looks like an axe murderer.
I know, but in order to accent those eyes, he needs to get rid of the hair.
That's right. Okay. You know, and we talk about intimidation all the time, and that's a big part of this thing, bro.
Man, listen, when I could scare a guy before a fight, it was an advantage to me. It was, but I got to tell you this, Johnny. For every fight I had except one, I was scared. And the one fight I wasn't scared, the guy licked me like a stamp.
That's what's up, man. You know, it goes a long way, dude.
Like Mike Tyson said, fear is a motivating factor. No spit. Fear is a motivating
100%.
Factor. 100%. Okay. Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, Alexander Povetkin, Jarrell Miller. Oh, last night, of course. Tyson Fury, Dillian White, Luis Ortiz, Kubrat Pulev, Adam Konacki, Joseph Parker, Derek Chisora, Brian Jennings. I'm going to go through the top 15. Christine Hammer, Marco Huck, Charles Martin. Why do I need Viagra when I talk about these guys? I mean, because unless there's two or three guys here to stand out, the rest of these guys are sort of like pedestrian.
Well, you just said it right there. You know, we got a guy coming up, Daniel Dubai, who's very good, unbeaten kid. Be on the lookout for him. There's a couple dudes in there. I think it's more about matchups than it is one guy taking over the division. Now, Deontay's my man. We all know that. There's no secret there. I'd like to see him, you know, get past Tyson Fury like I feel he can, and then eventually take on Anthony Joshua and get him out of there. Now, predictions aside, you know, I think it's about matchups. There's good matchups to be made. Like, Luis Ortiz, even against, like, a Jarrell Miller is good. Like I mentioned before, Konacki doing his thing, you know, and taking on some other kids out there, some other young cats coming up. You know, there are names in good matchups, but there's just not a guy outside of the top three tier, which we know is Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, and Anthony Joshua.
And the guy you mentioned, Luis Ortiz, a Cuban, of course, he is closer to Social Security, maybe, than me. You are tuned to the Mighty...
He's 137 years old.
137. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is... we're talking mixed martial arts. It's our open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of that top 15 heavyweights, Usyk probably beats them all. Maybe. Looks that good. He looks that good, folks. Kid you not. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You know, it's my theory that if Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Was on the phone Friday with the godfather of promoters. That's right, the one, the only, Don King, 87 years young. I spent some time with him on the phone. He recognized my voice when I called. You know, so that was sort of cool, and it was good to hear his voice. But he sounded a bit weak. If you've known Don King like I have for a long time, you know that he has this vibrant voice. His voice that sounds like a bass to it sometimes, but he had no bass in his voice, and I was wondering where the bass was. And then a friend of mine said to me, you know, he's 87 years old, 87 years young, call it what you like. He hasn't been in the greatest of health for a long time, but I thought he was like immortal. He's sort of like Darth Vader. You're not going to kill Don King anyway. What I got out of the conversation with Don King was that the long anticipated, the reason why he hadn't been calling me back is that I don't think he wanted to tell me the bad news that he had sold or is trying to sell the entire Don King Productions library. See, the idea was he put this on digital about a year and a half ago in 2017. He put his entire library, all the fights from 1974 until now, on digital, to store it that way instead of like the old VHS tapes and that kind of good stuff. So we put it all digitally in 2017, and the word was we were going to put together Don King's greatest hits. But his vice president, Dana Jameson, she got struck with a bout of cancer, and that put the program on hold a couple of years. And Don King got a couple of years older, and he didn't want to sit down because the concept was this: Don King's greatest hits. Don and I talked about this. The producer would be Ira Glass out of Florida, and that we would do this in Florida. And I would do the studio work, and I would go out there and interview Don and talk to Don. Well, tell me about Gomez and Sanchez. You know, that big day in 1982, blah, blah, blah. And then Don would pontificate or go for like about 2 or 3 minutes on the fight. And then in the middle of the fight, we bring Don in for another couple of minutes like I used to do with the great Mills Lane, of course, on those Let's Get It On boxing broadcasts. We bring in Judge Mills Lane for his analysis in the middle of a broadcast. So that was a concept we were trying to put together, but Dana got sick and King lagged on it and he got old, and before you knew it, you know, he just doesn't have the energy, I think, or the personality and the drive anymore to put together Don King's greatest hits. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is it's probably like a six-figure loss, but Don King's greatest hits for me and Ira Glass, it ain't happening. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Johnny Signorella live from Las Vegas. And John, the bad news is we won't be doing the greatest hits. But the good news was, you know, King's still rocking and rolling. He sounded faint, though.
Like you said, an immortal like figure. I mean, he's just one of those guys that's like untouchable, like a Superman or a Darth Vader, like you said.
Like a
you know what I'm saying? Dude, only in America. I mean, right there, in and itself. And him with the flags and the jean jacket and the buttons and just the quotes and the verbiage and the words he used, there will never be a guy like Don King in any walk of life. Now, here's what's up. He's still here. He's a fighter. He's been around fighting his entire life. You know, we wish Don all the best in the world. And if there's anyone that's going to come out of this, it's going to be him.
87 years old. What do you think? He's going to come back and find another Tyson? Probably not.
Only in America.
Oh. All right, only in America. Let's go through the top 10 as far as pound-for-pound fighters are concerned, and I'm not going to do them in any any order, this and that, as far as boxer is concerned. Number 10, Leo Santa Cruz, Anthony Joshua. Number 9, Miguel Burchelt. Number 8, my man, Wangak. Wissakal Wangak, that monster from Thailand. Good Lord, 31 years old, 47, 4-1. Of course, he's super flyweight champion, the man that destroyed Chocolito. In fact, he melted down Chocolito, much like Buster Douglas melted down Mike Tyson. Considered an incredible favorite, just got drilled. Chocolito got his head handed to him. Luis Nieres, number 6. Vasyl Lomachenko, he'll be fighting, I believe, in December. He is number 5. Gennady Golovkin, of course, the former world middleweight champion now, 38-1. He's number 4. Usyk is number 3. Saul Alvarez is number 2, according to BoxRec.com. And number 1 is Terrence Crawford with 1,090 points at 31-0, 34-0. Of course, the current WBO welterweight title holder. Do you think that's a bit pushing it? Don't you think pushing Crawford to the top like that without him really fighting a guy that we really didn't know? In other words, I think greatness is determined by putting guys in fights where you have to toss a coin as to who's going to win. There haven't been any coin toss fights for Terrence Crawford.
You know, until we get the Errol Spence fight, hopefully we do at some point. You know, we have network issues there with Crawford being with Top Rank and ESPN, you know, and Spence doing his thing with Fox and Showtime and Heyman and PBC and all that. We need that fight. You're absolutely correct. Now, I do think Crawford is he's my number one, but I'd really feel more comfortable saying that if we get the Spence fight and see what happens. That list isn't bad at all. Usyk deserves to be there. Mikey Garcia, even though he's probably going to get his head handed to him against, you know, the just mentioned Errol Spence, when they fight in March, you know, he belongs there until that happens. Lomachenko, of course, Joshua Wilder, Canelo, Naoya Inoue, Sarungvisai, who you mentioned, of course, he's a monster. You know, we got a great, you know, top 10 to top 12 pound for pound, you know, arguably wherever you want to put them, like you said, in no numerical order. I mean, you really don't need to, because everyone that we mentioned right there has their own special facet of the game, and they are super entertaining to watch.
Well, and, you know, there's... All the divisions are hot and happening. I mean, 122 pounds, the WBO's got this guy named Dogbo, Isaac Dogbo. He can really rock. He's only 24 years old, a kid of color, comes to us from the United Kingdom. I mean, a sterling record, going to take on Emmanuel Navarrete in defense of that 122-pound WBO title. It's going to go down the 8th of December. I mean, all these fights are hot and happening. Each division's going lighting on fire. When will boxing return to newspapers? Will boxing ever return to newspapers, John? In other words, what I'm trying to say to you is, in Las Vegas, before you got there, there was Dean Jipe and there was Ross DeFuhr, and I would occasionally sneak a column in here and maybe or a little small column in the newspaper there. In other words, everybody was writing, and there was all kinds of newspaper action going on, and I think that sort of stimulated the masses into boxing. I think that you've got in other words, what I'm trying to say is they don't have to crank up their computer. They can watch, they can read the paper. Are papers going to get behind boxing if boxing gets popular again?
I think we're starting to see it, you know, inscribe and also visually, you know, people are talking about it a lot more at bars, interested, coming up to me, and they used to be casual fans, you know, some people I know, and asking me like really pertinent questions. I'm like, wow, you really are following this. And I think it's because the content is so easily accessible and it's out there and it's being covered and it's, for the most part, delivered. You know, I mean, every fight hasn't been great, but then again, you throw all this out there, not every fight's going to be good, but you know, some have really delivered. A lot of people that tuned into ESPN that saw Hooker Saucedo, man, they really enjoyed that. That fight was rocking and rolling on ESPN platform. Tremendous. So I think that, yeah, boxing is definitely, I don't know if it ever gets the front page beat like it used to in the 40s and 50s, but we're well on our way to a resurgence that I think is really alive and electric right now.
Okay, you mentioned Clarissa Shields not being able to pop, not being able to punch. Are there any women out there boxing that can punch?
Cecilia Brakus is really good.
Can she
punch? I like watching Heather Hardy. And, most of these women can't, Pete. You know, I hate to put that out there, and I'm probably gonna get a lot of backlash for saying that.
Okay,
but,
okay,
I mean,
okay.
Maybe, yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's put them in 4-ounce gloves.
That's what's up.
I mean, you feel me, right?
Yeah.
you want to make women's boxing exciting? Let them wear 6 ounce gloves. I want to have to, or not fours. Let them wear 6 ounce gloves. Alexis Arguello, the late great champion, 3-division champion, of course, lost in that fourth title bid against the great Aaron Pryor. He told me that when he fought with 6 ounce gloves, 126 pounds, defending that WBC 126 pound featherweight title, he said that he could feel the power all the way down to his toes.
Yes, sir. I mean, you're pretty much getting hit with a hand wrap with a little bit of padding on it.
With a little bit
you
of
know
padding.
How that wrapping casting agent is. You know, it goes to the highest point of your knuckle, and it just makes like a big fist for you.
Okay.
And then you crank it, you know, you turn it with good torque. You hit someone clean just with a little bit of padding. Lights out, baby.
Got about a minute before the break. I'm of the opinion, you may disagree with me, that the smaller glove, although it delivers a harder blow, it's more decisive. In other words, guys don't have to take prolonged beatings as they would with 8 or 10 ounce gloves.
Brilliant point right there. We don't have to see them, you know, get rocked, you know, regularly. You just one shot gets it done instead of a 20, 30 shot that accumulates the bad stuff.
You tune in to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That is the voice of the great John Signorella. Come to us from Sin City, Las Vegas. With that, of course, talking boxing and mixed martial arts. One more time, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY, or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. I'll go to that after the break, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
go back to Sin City, Las Vegas, and bring in John Signorello. Of course, Johnny, I'm looking at some of the upcoming fights, but first I want to touch on Ali just for a second. Of course, Larry and I talked about it in hour number one. Since Ali, there's really been no athlete, per se. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar tried to an extent, but there's been no athlete that's been able to step up and get the attention of the entire world for subjects outside of sports. Can you see anybody on the horizon that could do that? LeBron James, maybe?
No, there never will be another Muhammad Ali. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime, a generation, if you will, or I'd say more a lifetime type of figure. Different times we live in, very PC world, so everyone's biting their tongue and being overly sensitive, and you got to watch what you say, and Muhammad Ali didn't do that, and he spoke the truth. He was never ignorant to me. Like, he always sounded like a guy that was very intelligent. Whether you agree with him or not, he had his points. And in this day and age, a guy that was so dominant in boxing and so charismatic just in life in general, I don't think we ever get that type of figure. The same way we never get a Don King or, you know, guys that are just polarizing figures that come along once in a lifetime. And the best we could do is hold on to the memories and enjoy them while they last.
Okay, I mentioned Rocky Fielding looks like a stiff. I looked up lummox in order to get the proper definition of lummox. It said a clumsy, stupid person. I don't think he's stupid for getting this fight, but he does look like a clumsy type of guy. It doesn't look like your most... I've seen a couple films with him. I don't think Canelo's going to have much of a problem here.
That's a big target he's got. Rocky's a big guy, you know, tall, and I don't see any problems for Canelo here. I think the fight's going to look a little awkward and odd because of the height differential, and Canelo just is going to chop down that tree, and I think we get a nice knockout to start out his rollout on DAZN in New York City on December 15th.
How come Fox Sports, I mean, you bragged and boasted and sent me this schedule, this and that. Now they look at it, man, it looks like a lot of one-sided fights like Larry was talking about. That's all Heyman wants to put together.
You know, after studying this thing and looking at it, my biggest concern is Showtime, because these are all Showtime fighters, right, that were built on the Showtime network.
Mm-hmm.
Now Fox got them in the first quarter. Showtime allegedly is promising more boxing after a great year in 2018, going into 2019, where? Who's going to fight? I mean, if you look, Errol Spence, all their guys, Darrell, Santa Cruz, Thurman, you know, Caleb Plant, Charlo, the list goes on and on, Porter, Ugas, all these guys are regular Showtime fighters. Fox got them. And yes, to answer your question, they're very one-sided fights. Very disappointing. The only one that really stands out is Spence and Garcia. But the problem there is the size difference and the fact that Garcia's moving up two weight classes, which Roberto Duran did against Sugar Ray Leonard. But Mikey Garcia, Pete, is no Roberto Duran. And we talked about guys that, you know, can't recapture certain things like, you know, Ali and Don King will never be another type of guy. I also feel the same way about Duran. Garcia's trying it. I don't think he does it.
Yeah, that's biting off a bit, trying to go after Roberto Duran. You know, size does matter. I said this time and time again in combat sports and in pornography. But that's just the way it is. December the 22nd, Manchester Arena, baby. Manchester, the UK. It's going to be on ESPN as a BT sport card as well. Carl Frampton. Frampton comes alive, baby. 26-1, 15 KOs. Taking on Josh Warrington, 27-0, 6 wax. Is this an easy fight for Frampton? And I mean, Warrington's only got 6 whacks and 27 wins.
Can't punch much, but he's unbeaten. And Frampton, you know, I don't know, like, he's so streaky lately. Like, sometimes you get a good version of him, sometimes you get a bad version of him. And he's always competitive, good fighter. But I think this is a very good, even matchup going in. But when you only see 6 whacks, Pete, as a professional, you got to wonder, like, you know, how much can you really impose your will on someone if they know you can't hurt them?
You know, I think some of those shaky performances, and he's got a great record, but some of the performances that make you sort of like wince and things like that, it's all about making the weight. We've talked about this before. I think a lot of times fighters have such problems making the weight that they're not healthy when they do make the weight, and I think this guy has had a couple times where he's been at the weight and not healthy.
I agree with that 100%. Yep.
Okay.
In his case, absolutely.
Okay. Looking at the rest of the schedule, I mean, Joacito Lopez taking on Keith Thurman. Could Keith Thurman find a more tired Mexican than Joacito Lopez or what? Maybe if he dug up Cesar Chavez, the old farm worker president. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, I got to agree with you there. The Riverside Rocky. You know, I always liked Joacito Lopez, man. He's a fun fighter. But, I mean, he's so, like, way past where he was at his best when he beat up, you know, Ortiz. What is that even worth nowadays? But I think it's a Keith Thurman's coming back as he's come back before and come back again. I'm so over this Keith Thurman thing. I love Homeboy. He was good coming up. I was excited about him. And then he just came out, like, fought like once or twice a year, got injured, take a tune-up, another tune-up, another. I'm so tired of these tune-ups. Just please, Keith Thurman, if you're listening, brother, get rid of this guy. Get back in the mix of things. Take on some of these guys at 147, this great division that you're in. Make some money and impress people.
I'll never forget what Victor Ortiz told me after he lost that fight. Quote, "This spit ain't for me." And he was talking spit with an H.
You remember that? Why was he always learning on the job, dude? Like, he was always doing, like, the most ridiculous things. Like, oh, you know, I shouldn't be getting hit like this. And I got to be more careful about protecting myself at all times. Like, dude, that's like the cardinal rule. Like, whatever anyone felt about Mayweather, what he did against Victor Ortiz, which I thought was totally fine because Victor was trying to headbutt him. And it would have stunk the joint out if it went to no contest and whatever in the fourth round. Long story short, protect yourself at all times. Why are you learning this now, dude? You're in a fight.
Larry Merchant had issues with that, but let me tell you, if a guy fouled me, if he dropped his hands, I'd clip him, because that's just the way it is. This is the nature of the game, baby. Some people say, oh, that was unfair. No. The guy dropped his hands, the guy tried to hurt him, the guy tried to foul him, the guy tried to permanently injure him, possibly with a headbutt. So I would say that the whooping that Victor Ortiz took from Mayweather, in fact, you know, that may have been Mayweather's finest moment. I mean, think about it.
I loved it.
It might have been Mayweather's finest moment as a pro. Think about the other fights. There was no punctuation marks in any of those other fights.
No, that was street. I mean, the Diego Corrales thing, of course, when he was back in the day, you know, pretty boy. But, I mean, he had a couple moments here and there, the Gotti thing, but, you know about it.
Yeah, but let me tell you time out. I got to make some excuses here. Diego Corrales was dead at the weight at that fight. He had all kinds of issues. He was going to prison. And I was there for the Arturo Gatti fight. And Gatti should have been arrested for being in the same town with Floyd Mayweather, let alone the same ring.
I agree, man. Floyd was hitting him with 20 pieces. But going back to the Victor Ortiz thing, Victor was trying to push off his foot, off his toe, to ram his head into Floyd's nose. Yeah. If I'm Floyd, I do exactly what Floyd did. You find an opportunity to just be a little cheap with it, right? A little dirty, but within the rules. Because what Floyd did was within the rules.
Kell Brook, former welterweight champion, of course, a guy that lost to Gennady Golovkin, now 37-2, 26 KOs. Do you know anything about this guy, Michael Zarafa? He's taking on, it's going to be on the Zone from Sky, as well as Sky Sports, the 8th of December.
I don't know much about him. Actually, I just saw that it was announced that Kell Brook had an opponent for, I believe, the 8th. I don't know much about this guy, and actually, he was, just, I believe, announced as an opponent just recently, over the past day or so.
WBO 168-pound title online, the undefeated Gilberto Zerto Ramirez. I thought he was a stud at 168, but somebody in the WBO told me, maybe not so. And then that's their champion, so he's 25-1. He's taking it back. He's 38-0, 25 wax, taking on Jesse Hart, 25-1, 21 KOs. Jesse Hart got a shot here?
And of course, he's got a shot, but I think that Ramirez gets past him. And, dude, the fight I want there, the same as you. Give me him and David Benavidez. Give me Gilberto Ramirez versus David Benavidez at 168 pounds. Man, that's the fight to make.
No. But David, you know, we've been talking highly about David Benavidez, but, you know, he's got a coke problem.
I'm going to give the young man the benefit of the doubt. He messed up. He did his thing. Maybe he could rebound himself. Maybe he could regroup. Hopefully he kicks the drugs. He's young. People make mistakes, man. They reform. You know what I'm saying?
No. But
hope,
here's what's up.
I'll be optimistic.
But let me run this one by you. To get caught in a drug test for cocaine, that means it's been in your system in the last 72 hours. No more, okay? You know what I'm saying? So you know if somebody's going to come up to you for a drug test within 72 hours, you do them blow. Guess what? It's going to pop. Okay, so he knew he was going to pop when he took this test. I would have not taken the test. I would have said, screw you, come back tomorrow or come back the next day. I don't care if you suspend me or not, because when you come back and test me the next time, I'm going to be clean. He wasn't even smart enough to do that.
Yeah, no F's given there on his behalf. You know, he just kind of showed that he didn't care. No respect and consideration of that. And that's disappointing. Like I said, he's young. Hopefully he rebounds. Hopefully he smartens up. Hopefully the people around him smartens him up. And he gets in the ring and does some great things in the next year.
21 years old, of course, last fought in February. Last I checked, February, this is November. That's like 9, almost 10 months. It doesn't sound like a schedule I want a 21-year-old kid to be keeping.
I agree 100%. He's got to get his life in order. and hopefully they're able to do that, because I was high on Benavidez. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, where's he at?
Wait. How high were you, Johnny? I mean, you were high. Were you getting high with him?
Not quite that high.
Okay. Well, of course, we're talking about David Benavidez, of course, out of a fantastic fighter. We really thought he had potential as to become maybe a super fighter. Born Anthony David Benavidez, of course, 21 years old out of Phoenix, Arizona, the WBC 168-pound champion, but hasn't fought since February. And, you know, it's always about what have you done for me lately. You haven't done nothing for me lately, baby. You're not doing it.
Absolutely. Like the Janet Jackson song once said, right? Yeah. What have you done for me lately?
Speaking of Janet, you know, last time she came to town, she was selling out arenas like 35, 40,000 people 15, 20, 30 years ago. She couldn't sell the Civic Arena, Civic Center out. I sold more tickets, I think, we did in the Golden Gloves for the Civic Auditorium than she did when she came here about a year and a half ago. So that's good old Janet. Wait, back to boxing. Back to boxing, of course. December the 8th, Roman Gonzalez is going to go with Pedro Guevara. Can Pedro win this fight?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
So HBO is going to try to give Chocolito a walk-off win.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to put him in good. He's had a rough, you know, couple fights, especially with the way Sarung Vasai, you know, beat him up two fights ago for Chocolito, I believe. You know, Brakus is going to headline, and then that's it for HBO. Looking forward to next weekend, though. HBO's got Dmitry Bivol against Jean Pascal. Even though I'm over Pascal, we all know he lost to Kovalov, Frotch, you know, Eleider Alvarez. Every time that, you know, he stepped up, Pascal, he did not do a great job. I'm looking forward to seeing where Bivol's at. Maybe he gets, you know, Eleider Alvarez or Sergey Kovalov down the stretch. You know, Bivol 14-0, 11 KOs. You know, looking like a promising fighter coming up. So that's an HBO card that I think it's going to be good.
Okay, you take it on, of course, Jean Pascal of the of Canada, 33-5-1 with 20 whacks. Also on the same day from the Netherlands, I believe, Dennis Lederbev, of course, the guy that almost killed Roy Jones a couple of years ago. For, what is he now? 31-2, 23 KOs. Taking on Mike Wilson. Mike Wilson, 19-0, 8 KOs. Man, this is a tough fight for Mike. Mike comes from Portland, Oregon. He's a partner of mine. We've known each other for a while. And this is a fight that he's going to have a hard time winning.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, for Dennis, he's only lost to Gassiev, Murat Gassiev, and you know, Marco Huck. But, you know, he almost decapitated Roy Jones. You know, Mike's got a box. Mike's got to come in with a good game plan. This guy's a seasoned professional fighter. You know, we see what we get from Wilson that night.
December 1st, that same card, of course, with Tyson Fury. Looks like Adonis Stevenson, 29-1-1, taking on Oleg Gajzadek, 15-0. Is there an upset brewing here, or is this another fight for Adonis Stevenson at 40 years old to roll through?
You know, Gavazdek is good, man. He's unbeaten. I'm actually looking forward to this one. And I'm interested in seeing a very inactive Stevenson over the years, obviously. Like, how good is he going to be against, you know, Alexander Gavazdek? Gavazdek is unbeaten and can punch. So I'm leaning towards Gavazdek on this one, Pete.
Okay, real quick, as far as Adonis Stevenson is concerned, I could beat him. I have the style to beat him. He pumps that jab from his waist. I would slap the jab down as it's coming up and cross him with a right, or cross him with a left. You want to do the southpaw thing. Bottom line is, I think he's real susceptible, and that's why he's fighting stiffs. John Signorella, all the best. They tell me that Ring Talk, live worldwide, you've got some page like that going on YouTube.com, right?
Yes, sir. Just search Ring Talk Worldwide on YouTube.
No doubt about it. Okay,
all that good stuff. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great Sunday.
Straight up, Johnny Signorella on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'm too high, too high, but ain't to the sky. I'm too high, too high, but ain't to the sky. She's a girl in a dream. She's a four-eyed cartoon monster on a TV screen.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Check out these tunes, baby. The new Tower of Power album. Check them out, towerofpower.com. 50 years of funk, baby. The Godfathers of East Bay Soul. Oakland, California. The house band, the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Straight up, I have made a decision. We are going back to video. Of course, John Signorello and I have discussed this over the past couple of weeks. Larry Merchant and I have discussed it as well. And we think that, you know, we're going to go back to the medium in which we were exploring like 3 or 4 years ago when we were doing the broadcast on YouTube.com and things like that. So I think we're going to be broadcasting on Facebook and YouTube from here on in. I'll get you the live information at the Facebook page, but straight up, that's where we're going. We're going in the world of video, no doubt about it. This is the 21st century, and why not? The undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, often imitated but never duplicated. That means TV, writing, boxing, radio. Bottom line is often imitated but never duplicated. That is yours truly. So we'll be doing the video. I want to thank my producer today, of course, the immortal one. That's right, Scott Cuddy. I woke him up this morning. He took a nap here in the studio. I woke him up. Man, that was an experience, folks. That was an experience. I kid you not. He's laughing on the other side of the glass, but that was one hell of an experience. When you wake somebody up, when they're not, you know, like startle them. Anyway, it is. We're having fun here. I thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk is an hour on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. Of course, I also host the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to say hello to the most valuable person in the world down there in Panama. Until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.